This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
So, check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. So, he's going to be gone this weekend, and I got to talk to him last week, but I'm getting tired of getting behind on my talks with the Zim. So joining me pre-going out of town this weekend when we're doing the weekly recap with The Truth About Guns, we'll be joined by Kat Ainsworth. Today, we have Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be with you. Whatever day it is.
Whatever day it is, yeah. I want to ask you a question, and this has nothing to do with anything that you've written it, and I just haven't seen it or something. Do you think we're going to come to a point here in America to where we have our, I was just talking about this. We sort of had our own little French revolt in November of 2016. So,
it was a little less flamboyant, but yeah.
But with the Antifa and with all of the things we get told, and with maybe it's cold outside being sexist and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is offensive and all of that. Do you think it's all going to build up to some point to where just regular people just snap?
Well, I think that depends to a good degree on what those on the other side do and how far they're willing to push their agenda. It's one thing to be told or to be shamed on Twitter for a Christmas song or watching poor little Rudolph get bullied. I don't think that's going to precipitate any violent action anywhere. But when you see people dressed in fascist black clothing with masks and carrying clubs, some of whom carry firearms, yeah, that elicits a little different reaction. And if that happens often enough, at some point somebody's going to slip and somebody's going to do something unintended or maybe even intended, I don't know, and something bad is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be anything widespread, but it's going to be a localized event that's going to get somebody's going to get hurt, and it's going to get an awful lot of attention.
Right.
So, I don't think it's going to be anything like we're seeing in France where it's sustained over, 3-4 weeks now? Constant protests and burning of tires and other detritus in the capital. But I think we could see spotty events like that happen in some of the more crazed areas like Portland, Seattle, Oakland,
right?
Those kinds of places.
So, what do you think happens when that happens? What do you think the outcome? I know what the immediate outcome is going to be. There's going to be a bunch of Antifa women's marchers, March for Our Lives types that are going to get their clocks cleaned, and that's if they're lucky.
Yes, if they're lucky. If it in any way involves a firearm, then the guns will be blamed. And it will be portrayed as still more evidence that what we need is common sense gun control in this country.
Right.
And of course, that's the last thing we need. because to the extent that people can defend themselves and have the ability to defend themselves, Antifa thugs and club wielding black shirts will be, or you would think, would be given some pause about pressing their cause and trying to intimidate people with whom they disagree politically.
Right. Well, I don't know. This is the thing that I wonder about, because I know with the leftist mindset, it's always opposite day. But when what was her name? Stacey, whoever was running for governor in Georgia.
Stacey Abrams.
Okay, so she's out there pounding the lectern. I will ban assault weapons. And then the weekend before the election, the new Black Panthers are out there patrolling the streets, telling people that we support Stacey Abrams whilst carrying the very weapons she intends to ban.
Yes, the irony was not lost on us, so we pointed that out.
Yeah.
Apparently it was lost on them that the person for whom they were marching, whom they were supporting, would like nothing more than to take those guns out of their hands, to which they had every right to carry.
Right.
You know, self-awareness is in short supply frequently, and it certainly was in that case.
So then we find the anti-fascists, the Antifa, showing out there. They're against fascism, and now they're showing up in very bad renditions of being kitted up and ready to go to combat.
Yeah, they're against fascism, and if you disagree with their
fascism,
they'll crack you over the head, and they might even shoot you, or they've at least the implicit threat by them carrying guns, to which, of course, again, as we pointed out in our pages, they have every right to carry those guns, assuming it's legal in the cities in which they're doing it,
right.
Assuming open carry is legal. As long as they do it safely, they have a right to do that. But again, these are people who have shown time and again that they are more than happy to resort to violence, breaking windows, cracking people over the head, that type of thing. And they've gotten pushback from people on the other side as well. Usually that means it has been no more than a fist across the face. Some of which we've seen on YouTube, and it's been absolutely hilarious. Again, at some point, one of those Antifa guys is not going to have that rifle slung. They're going to point it at someone. And then the someone on the other end is also going to be legally carrying and is going to defend himself. And that's when things will get interesting in the Chinese sense. And then whatever happens, no matter who gets hurt or how many, again, look for, you know, you can lay money right now that will be portrayed by everybody on the other side as the gun's fault and a reason why we need to further restrict gun rights in this country.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I would have thought, you know, Battle of Athens would have been one of those moments where they would have said, well, obviously the guns are the problem here, but it's one of those things where, even the left right now, even a bunch of leftist voters are looking around at some of the stuff going on the border and everything else and saying, what are you guys doing? So, I don't know. I'm waiting to see how it's going to happen. I fervently hope that if it's going to happen, it happens soon while I can participate.
Well, I hope
I may be there wheezing, but I may be there wheezing, but I'll have my trusty inhaler and I will rescue myself and I'll be back in the mix until I'm wheezing again. Like you, I hope it doesn't happen, but I just, you know, I don't, it takes two to tango on this one, and if they keep defaulting to violence and think it's okay to crack somebody over the head with a bike block, they're going to eventually graduate to something a little more stringent. Dan is the editor at The Truth About Guns. Very prolific website about all things about the gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The perfect cup of coffee awaits you. First you make it, then you pour it into the Burnout mug, and you can go and walk away, and it's going to be the same temperature when you get back in about 30, 40 minutes. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. You drink coffee, Dan?
I drink too much coffee.
You and me both. It's like I walk around with an IV in my neck for coffee. Anyway, joined again by Dan Zimmerman, the executive editor, editor-in-chief at Truth About Guns. Did Bloomberg make all of his money in media?
No, he started out by selling terminals that sold market data to banks and brokerages.
Okay.
I used to work for Reuters, the company that competed directly against him. That's really where he made all his money. The news side of that, just like for Reuters, was a sideline meant to augment his service. So that's what most people know Bloomberg as, but really he makes most of his money, or did make most of his money, selling market data.
Now, I guess because he has billions of dollars, does that give him like some sort of celebrity status?
Of course it does. Aren't you aware? All billionaires are all-knowing oracles who can opine and hold forth on any subject, no matter what, whether they've ever had experience in that area or not.
Of course. So, you wrote an article, I guess, did it come out today? Yeah.
It did come out today. What I subsequently found out is that what happens a lot of times, people send me these articles, and sometimes I don't look at when they first came out. And I commented on a comment he made back in 2015. But it doesn't change what I wrote. Mr. Bloomberg was at a meeting of the Aspen Institute and was holding forth, and they're asking about, of course, everything under the sun, from education to drugs and all that. And, of course, they got around to guns because he is the nation's foremost civilian disarmament advocate.
Or at least he bankrolls most of it.
He certainly does. And he claimed that 95% of the murders in this country are committed by young minority males. And what we need to do is get the guns away from them. We'll stop most of our gun, quote-unquote, gun violence problem. Again, he said this back in 2015, as it turns out, but it doesn't change the fact. In fact, it even illustrates my point even more. If that was somebody with whom the media disagrees, that would have been a major story for months. The person would have been called a racist. The person would have been called a white supremacist. They would have been hounded out of office or off the media or whatever. But, of course, nobody ever heard about this when he said that. Because basically,
well, I mean,
what he's
sometimes,
saying is
that, yeah, I, like here lately, have you noticed how the leftists have been eating themselves here lately, though, like with Kevin Hart?
Absolutely. Hart was why anybody would agree to host the Oscars, I will never know. First of all, it's just a recipe for disaster. You can't please anybody. It turns out Mr. Hart years ago made some tweets or jokes.
He did what comedians do.
Yes, exactly. He skewered a group that is now considered protected, and that's homosexuals. And he has since, years ago, apologized for that, because, of course, you have to do that. But anyway, he thought that was a done deal and a settled incident.
Sure.
Well, it was until they picked him to host the Oscars, in which case he was hounded once again until he quit and said, I don't need this. I don't want to put myself through that, because why would you?
Well, I mean, isn't he sort of a leftist himself? I think he's very funny, and I watch his stuff just because he's an entertainer, and that's what I watch entertainers for, is to be entertained.
Yeah, but, I don't know what his positions are. I read somewhere somebody says that he actually goes to pains to keep politics out of his routine. I don't know that because I don't know his comedy very well. I've seen him once or twice, but you know, I really don't know which way he swings, left or right.
Right.
But you know,
I came to a startling realization the other day.
What's that?
Have you ever seen Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Of course.
That movie would not be made today.
There are a lot of movies that would not be made today. A lot of very good. Well, look at something as innocuous as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean,
well, yeah,
complaining
that,
about
and,
that now.
And Charlie Brown Christmas. But I mean, like, which doesn't surprise me. But I mean, when you look at Trading Places, which you know, that was made in the 80s, and you know, during the 80s was a whole lot of would you call it like a lot of indulging going on in the 80s?
I think that's a fair
way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in one part of the movie, Dan Aykroyd is masquerading as a Jamaican guy, and he has on blackface.
Yes, he did.
And in another one, they say the N-word when describing Eddie Murphy because the two brothers are two evil brothers that are doing the social experiment. And, hey, we had social experiments even back then. They use that. And but, I mean, Eddie Murphy used that in his comedy routine back in the day, and it was just hilarious. And nobody ever got out there and said, Eddie, you got to stop all this stereotyping and all this other stuff. And when that movie came out, all I remember was laughing about it, just laughing.
Yeah, everybody was.
Because it was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And Murphy certainly didn't have a problem with it.
No.
Murphy is very obviously black, and he had no problem with that being in the script. It didn't insult him. But today, Twitter would explode if something like that came out. But of course, nothing like that would ever even be greenlit by Hollywood.
It
just would never happen.
Well, like White Christmas, you can't watch. You cannot. No, not Holiday Inn. You cannot watch Holiday Inn, the original uncut Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby, because they wore blackface in it.
Yes, they did.
Even though Tony Turner Classic Movie still shows it. In its entirety, you cannot watch it anywhere except Turner Classic Movies, or you can buy it on iTunes with it. It still has it on in iTunes.
Yeah, we actually own the DVD. I'm surprised that Turner still shows that without cutting out that routine. Yeah, that's a full-blown minstrel show. Might as well be Al Jolson. It's many
and
things.
Yet, but when the Wayans brothers get out there and play two white chicks, that's okay.
Yes, it is.
We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck. because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues.
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Your numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 53 points to close the day at 24,370. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Perfect cup of coffee for those of us who live and die by it. Oh, goodness, is it nice to have. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. The other thing nice about them, Dan, is if once you're having a cup of coffee, if all of a sudden, you know, you needed to use it, they're so solid that you can, you know, knock somebody cold with one of those things.
Really make a good bludgeon?
Oh, yeah. It's very solid, very solid. I don't understand how it does what it does because it has no plug-ins, and yet you drop your coffee into it and it siphons away about 3 or 4 degrees almost immediately, and then it just holds it there for, I've left it for an hour and a half, and it lost 3 degrees.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. I'll try to get you one. I'll try to get you one. And they're the closest thing I have to a politically correct advertiser, which in my hands, that makes it still politically incorrect. So welcome to the fold, Burnout. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from truthaboutguns.com. You do this one thing called the EDC pocket dump.
Yes. We do.
How many of the guns that you stick up there are the ones that you see out there? How many people are actually carrying? Like the other day, okay, I got a care package from High Threat Concealment that I have to shoot a video on, and in it they threw in this holster that is supposed to, you're supposed to be able to appendix carry it. Even somebody like me can appendix carry it, and I say like me because I look like I'm in the fourth trimester. So I'm working on that, but I look that way right now today. So. The only problem was the only gun that they had, they only made it for one gun, and that was a Glock 43, which I didn't have one of. I now have one of. But how many people that you show EDC on, because you're talking about on the top of the page, there's a reference to a gun having a flashlight on it, which is typically something you'd see. That's still on a sort of a small gun. But how many people are carrying smaller, easy-to-carry guns versus full bore, you know, full 1911s, Glock 1917s.
Oh, I think more people definitely go for the smaller. I carry most of the time a Glock 43, just like the post at the top of our page right now. The hottest selling guns right now are the small single stack 9s. SIG just came out with their little miraculous 365, which isn't single stack, but is basically the same size as a 43. Holds, I think, 10 or 12 rounds, something like that. I don't know how they pack those in there. Some sort of time warp going on in that little
some
gun.
Sort of but, voodoo.
Yeah, exactly. They did a heck of a job. But, yeah, those have been by far the most popular selling firearms over the last 5-6 years since the concealed carry market has really started to explode, and more and more people are getting the right to carry, either in a constitutional carry state, or they're going through the classes and getting the permits, that type of thing. So, yeah, I'm there, sure, there are people that carry larger guns, but people carry a 1911, people carry a Glock 19, you know, a larger, almost duty-sized gun, or technically, I guess a Glock 19 is sort of, some people call that a compact, I don't, but, yeah, the small guns, very popular. People, most of the time, are going to pick what's thinner, lighter, easier to conceal.
Now, the problem I have with this, I mean, I like carrying the Glock 43, but the big problem I have with the Glock 43 is it's a 7-round gun.
Yep.
And the spare magazines are 6-round magazines. And the Glock 19 size guns, my Ace Firearms clone of the Glock 19, the CP9, it holds 15 rounds. So I could theoretically carry that gun and just be twice the width of the Glock 43 and almost have three times the ammo on tap without reloading.
Absolutely. The question is, are you willing to give up the comfort and concealability to carry the larger gun? Some people are, some people aren't. I have to say, I mean, I've got all those options. And I tend to most often go with the smaller, thinner gun because it's more comfortable and
right.
I can easily conceal. You know, this time of year when you're wearing more clothes, wearing a coat or a vest or a sweater or something like that, sure, it's not nearly as much of a problem to carry a big gun, a full-size gun, something that carries the packs 15, 17, 18 rounds, something like that.
Yeah.
But in the summertime when you're wearing less clothes, thinner clothes, lighter clothes, there's a lot of arguments for thinner and lighter and more concealable.
I just think sometimes, like, I know, like, places like Glock Store have what they call the best concealment holster out there, and then other places have different, you know, there's the Nate Square tactical type of design, then there's the,
yep.
The crossbreed type of design, and then there's the classic Galco type, which is just, you know, the holster and two retention straps, and sooner or later, somebody's going to find and make a holster that will work and will be comfortable, and then you can carry a CZP09 in it. Conceal.
Oh, I'd be surprised if somebody hasn't done that yet. I guess I don't know well enough, but yeah, that's a great gun. I'm sure there are people out there who carry it. Have you tried appendix carrying that 43 yet?
Yes, I have, and it does work. The holster does work. It's actually quite good at it. And, you know, when I talk to people, like when you go to James Yeager's class, Tactical Response, he has something he calls the rule of threes. Based upon his data, average gunfight, self-defense gunfight, is going to be 3 feet, 3 rounds, 3 seconds.
Right.
In that case, the Glock 43 is enough. Masad Ayoub, he tells me, well, most of the time it's over in 4 rounds, give or take, you know, going both ways. So once again, this gun is enough in its stock configuration. And there are people that make those plus twos and plus threes you can put on the end of the magazine and make it a little bit longer.
Yeah, make it a little longer, a little tougher to conceal, but we'll give you 1, 2, as many as 3 more rounds. On that, but make sure you can get, if you've got large hands, you can get all your pinky there on the gun, so it's not hanging off the end. And you're right, most of the time that, you know, that's the 3-3-3 rule applies. But then there's that other maxim that says after a gunfight, nobody ever says, gee, I wish I had been carrying fewer rounds.
Nobody cares about having extra ammo, but I want to play devil's advocate in the next segment with you and just point out a couple of instances that have occurred and try to figure out what we think it should be. I'm of the mind to where I think the Glock 43 makes an excellent second gun to carry.
Sure.
Cause it is so easy to, but then I get to thinking about it and I'm like, well, if this one, I compared it to my son's Glock 26 today. And I don't even like Glock anymore. I don't try to. The reason I've got the 43 is because nobody makes a clone of the 43. So I've got the 43. And I'm looking at the Glock 26 and the 43, and I'm just thinking, wow, they're so close in size. And the 26 is only a little thicker, and with those plus twos on it, it's a 12-round gun.
Exactly, yeah. And the 26 is basically the same size gun. It's just half again as thick.
Yeah, so I want to point out about capacity with you and get your opinion on that. Dan is the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com, a very, very prolific gun blog here in the United States. I find them to be very instrumental in getting a lot of information out. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out. Burnout. You heard what it said. Everything that that spot says is what happens. Check them out. Burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, we were just talking about how it's so much nicer and more comfortable to carry a Glock 43, a Glock 42, something small, something. And, you know, statistics bears out that that has enough rounds, right?
Sure. I mean, for years, people carried a little J-frame. Lots of people still carry J-frames. What's that,
right?
Five rounds? Five rounds of 38? That'll handle most situations most people find themselves in.
So, In recent history, though, we've seen incidences like the Westgate Mall in Kenya. Do you know what most of the civilians were carrying that responded to the Westgate Mall in Kenya?
No, I don't.
They were carrying a variation of the, they call them Seiskas over there, but it was the CZ-75. There was a smattering of Glocks, but a bunch of CZs were involved in that.
There are a few more capable guns than a CZ-75, and there are many, many clones.
Yep. And in that instance, right, that's one of those instances where capacity really becomes important. Mumbai was another one of those. If we were to have another L.A. riot type scenario, or, you know, we've seen it with Hurricane Katrina, too, where they did try to go take everybody's guns from them. But, you know, there are times when capacity is going to be much better than comfort. The problem becomes for me, and maybe you can tell me the answer to this, Dan, what you do or something. I don't know when that's going to be to where I have to shift from saying, well, this is really comfortable and I can wear this with everything, but I really do wish I had that full-sized Glock-sized pistol there.
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Of course, you never know what you're going to encounter from day to day. Most people carry based on what they're comfortable with, what they're wearing, where they're going. Oh, well, gee, you know, I'm just running down the store. What am I going to need? Well, you just never know. And it's always people make compromises. They figure that, you know, they toss a J-frame in their pocket, but that this will handle anything that I'm likely to find myself in. And that's absolutely true. That doesn't mean that situations won't arise when you need more than five rounds. You know, and, you know, as most people who carry a J-frame and a speed loader are otherwise known as optimists, that they think they're going to quickly reload that thing. Because that just doesn't happen very quickly without an awful lot of Jerry Mitchell that kind of practice. But that being said, I carry like that very frequently. I don't carry bigger guns very often. I do in the wintertime, but it doesn't happen. There's a lot of warm months down here in Austin. And,
right.
It can be difficult to conceal, and sometimes it's just cumbersome. You don't feel like schlepping all that weight.
I'm trying to figure out what the with the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, for example. You can turn that into a 10-round gun without too much issue because they make 8-round magazines. Getting a +2 on that is no big deal. Everybody makes them. Everybody makes those things. Hive Technologies made me some, and I liked it. But even at 10 rounds, I mean, that's the thing with these little magazines that are so easy to hide and everything, they're not as easy to get a hold of from concealment than a full-size magazine.
No, it's true. If you've got a 15 or a 17 rounder in your gun, I mean, that's obviously preferable.
Yeah.
That's ready to go at a moment's notice. Should everybody carry an extra magazine? Of course they should. What percentage of people who carry an extra magazine? I'd be shocked if it's even 5%. You know, maybe 10%, but I'm sure the vast majority of people do not carry an extra magazine.
I kind of get that too. When I care, where I live in South Carolina, there's only two camera stores in the entire state of South Carolina, and I'm a big video guy now, I'm trying to be. And there's one that's about 40 miles away from where I live. So when I go to that one that's 40 miles away from where I live, I have enough stuff in the car to start a small war. But I also, on me, I'm carrying the biggest gun I can conceal, whatever that is that particular day, and these outside-the-waistband Raven concealment-type holsters, the pancake holsters that ride high and ride flat against you. Those are pretty easy to conceal, and you can put a fairly decent-sized gun in those. So, you know, sometimes I do carry the full-sized Glock 17-sized Ace Firearms gun, or in some cases, he just made me a skeleton holster that will carry my P09 with a flashlight on it and conceal it.
Ooh, very nice. Yeah,
the only problem is that if the wind blows or anything else, that it's still very big, right, still very big. And I have to wear a shirt that looks like I'm wearing a caftan.
Yeah. Your tactical burka.
Yeah. I have to wear a tactical burka. But and that's because in South Carolina, if you show a gun with a concealed carry permit, you're breaking the law.
Really? So, even if the wind blows your shirt, there's not a moment,
yeah.
There's not a
can't print
momentary.
If I'm at the Tom McCann store and I'm looking for those loafers up there and I reach up there to get my size and the bottom of my gun shows, I've broken the law.
Oh, goodness.
South Carolina is a bad place. Bad place. for gun owners. Bad place for gun owners. I talked
to that's surprising.
Yeah. I talked to a politician about that today, a South Carolinian politician. It'd be better for me to move across the border to either Georgia or North Carolina, even with North Carolina having all their Jim Crow stuff. So
that's easy to say. It's a lot harder to do. You know, we hear that, see that in our pages all the time. We hear the latest.
Just move.
Exactly. In New York, people say, "Why do you live there? Move, get out of there." People have jobs and families, and they're dug in, and it's very, very expensive and disruptive to do that. And it's not an easy thing to do.
We got a little less than 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you this. How many incidents like the Bundy Ranch or Waco will we have to see where people do actually move out of areas where they're doing things to citizens? How many of those do you think we'd have to see?
I don't know. I don't think we're going to see many of those things again. I guess you never think that. I think it's just more the frog boiling in the frying pan. Wait until people start to say, getting out. I mean, California's getting net migration. I just read today, Safariland just laid off 148 people. They're moving a bunch of jobs to Florida. Weatherby had already moved out of California, and they went to, I think, Wyoming or something like that. It's a slow process. Carr moved out of Massachusetts, went to Pennsylvania. These things happen. You leave the anti-gun states for friendlier climate, and people eventually will vote for their feet. What that tipping point is different for each individual.
Right. We're about to run out of time, and that means you're about to go out of town Friday. Things going well. From Truth About Guns, I'll be joined by Kat Ainsworth, which is Kat's a good guest, and she does well. And I want to thank you for coming on with me today.
My pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a good trip. Safe travels. Be sure and carry the biggest gun you can stick in that belt.
I'll do that.
Desert Eagle, something like that. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.